Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. And as you can see, I have just updated my intro and I'm just watching it and it's still wrong. It took me hours to get that sorted and it's still wrong. So stop laughing. It's not funny. I'm going to go back and do it again. At least I've got the words right. I just have to get the images working again. Oh dear. Life's full of fun. And how is significant is that crazy intro when we've got a branding expert on the show today. So definitely synchronicity happening there. And maybe I can pick up a few hints as well. But what I really like about the show with Mary today, it's not just about business. It's also about private branding. And that's in a personal branding. And that's what I want to bring forward. Because in my life, when I reflect back, I could see why I was attracting certain individuals, for want of another word, and a lot of it was to do with how I was presenting myself in my branding, and we call it branding, but it's also just about how we bring ourselves to the world, you know. And I did write it down in the notes and I can't remember what it was, but anyway, that's enough of me talking. Subscribe, share, like the podcast. We really love to get some more people on board to help them with their intuitive life as well. So with no further ado, we'd like to welcome Mary to the stream. Hi Mary.
Hi Susan, it's great to be here. And by the way, I loved your intro. I thought it was fantastic.
Look, I worked on that for a couple of hours last week and the colours aren't right. For some reason, my computer was playing up and that was wrong. But I put in, because my branding is the art of intuition, but I've put in the voice of intuition for the podcast. And for some reason, only it came up half the time. So I don't know what I did. You have to watch that one on the video.
I'll watch it. But I thought it was really good. I thought the logo is absolutely gorgeous. I really loved it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's lovely. But without no further ado, I want to ask about you because people, you know, don't want to hear my voice. They want to hear yours. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to be such a professional in an area that is. The area is changing, and you, when I look at you and how you're presenting yourself, you are ideal for this sort of branding because, I don't know, it just makes sense. We've often followed these brands of high-profile Coca-Cola and McDonald's, and they're so very masculine orientated, and I look at you and I think, oh, it's nice having a girl there, yes. Well, you know, that feminine aspect. So anyway, tell us about yourself, Mary.
Well, so I'll start off with how I arrive where I'm at, because then I can sort of backtrack and I'll sort of reverse my story. I had the most amazing opportunity in year 2000 when I worked in the corporate sector in the IT industry. And I started this new amazing role in middle management. And we had a really big problem that we had to solve. And I remember leaving this one meeting and thinking to myself, if I solve this problem, I could actually position myself as a brand in this industry, or I could do what everyone else has done and just say it's too hard and walk away from it. So I chose to solve the problem, and I did end up solving the problem, and I consciously knew what I was doing, why I was doing it, and what the outcome was going to be. I already had planned that in my head, and lo and behold, I started getting offers from tech companies all over the world for really senior positions. And I then transitioned into a very senior position at a director level with a US tech company out in California. And because of exactly that, they saw me as the problem solver, the go-to person that could absolutely fix their problem in their business, which again, I did fix that problem. It took me 4 years. We went from a $4 million business to a $54 million business in a four-year period, Susan. And what I realized when I worked in that business is I had 30 salespeople, and each one of those salespeople were special, different, unique, authentic. And so a job description did not give them enough credit for who they were in their natural state of being. So when I started that role, I said to all of my team, look, I don't want you to be job descriptions. I want you guys, we're going to convert you into brands. We need to know who you are in your natural state of being and match that version of you to the portfolio. Because if you can show up and be unapologetically yourself, you're going to shine, your energy is going to expand, you'll speak with conviction, and people will connect with you at a heart level. And I was right. That approach to sales worked unbelievably. So I left that and I started my entrepreneurial journey in 2005, right up until 2012. And I had a software company. I did another startup before then, which was successful, but then I had to shut that down because the market changed. Lots of things were happening. Then I transitioned into my software company, which I had for 7 years. And then my second son was born in September of 2011. And literally 3 hours after he was born, I reached out to get my lip balm. My business card fell out of my purse. And I grabbed that business card and I was like, oh my God, my whole life has been a series of labels. That business card changed my life because I could see something must happen to women when they have babies. I don't know, but I was so open and so clear. And I thought, this is just wrong. I'm in the wrong business. This is not my purpose. I do not want to be in this business for the next 10 years of my life. It is not who I am. And why am I doing it? Why did I start this business? Oh, that's right, because I was still looking for validation from my parents for them to say, hey, Mary, we're so proud of you, even though you didn't finish your degree. That was my greatest wake-up call. And that day, I knew that I would resign from my company and I would go and find myself. And 2 weeks later, I resigned from my own company. January of 2012, I merged my company with another company. And then I took a 12-month sabbatical. I had a professor in philosophy who mentored me for 12 months. I had another mentor who was an expert in the emotional body. I even went to Quantum University to do quantum medicine for that 12-month period. I really, really was searching for who am I? What am I doing here? What is my purpose here? And that was a 12-month sabbatical. And at the end of that, Susan, through the mentorship, I realized, oh my God, everything I need is already inside of me. And that is what I call your natural state of being. That was the beginning of this journey that I'm on. And it took me 3 years to design the business that I'm in, the frameworks, the system that I've developed over time. And that's what I do. I get to teach amazing human beings all around the world how to honor their internal inventory and turn that into a brand and also a business.
Wow, what a story. You know, when you're talking about after you had your baby, after you had your second son, I know so many women now, like over this period of time, that were working, and they're working full time. So they took maternity leave, they've had babies, and they've gone, I don't want to go back. And they don't understand why. Yes. And you've had that aha moment, which was that's gold, you know. People don't realize. And like you say, things do happen to us as women when we have babies, when we go through all these cycles. And they're designed there for you to have those aha moments, for you to turn around and go, okay, there's got to be something different. So if you're in, and I'm talking to the listeners at the moment, if you're in that stage of your life where you have been working, you're on maternity leave, and you don't want to go back, there's a big reason behind it. And often we can look at the logical reasons behind it and we go, oh, well, I don't like the job, or I don't like that person there, or this or all that. We can look at all those logical stuff, but there's often that deep down quelling in our hearts and our gut that's saying, no, there's something different in your life, and this is your pinnacle to change it. So I loved that part of that was just gold. And of course, you know, like we have these aha moments, and as you've said that, it took you 4 years, or you had a 12-month sabbatical, but even to get your business going, to make you feel like you're on purpose, that's taken another 4 years.
Yep.
You know, it's people, aha moments are quite pinnacle, but it doesn't mean everything changes straight away. Your thoughts and your ideas might be changing, and your goals and your purpose might be changing, but your whole life has to sort of catch up with how you're thinking, how you're feeling, where you're going. So yeah, really, that is amazing. But now I want to get a little bit more. Hang on, I'm going to put up your website. So if people want to connect with you, Mary, they can go to maryhendersoncoaching.com. Pretty easy to spell and see. So it's on the ticky tape down the bottom. But I want to sort of go, why is branding so important? Not just for businesses, but for individuals as well. And like I said, when we introduced you, I know that there was times there when I was attracting the wrong people. And I'm not just saying that in a relationship, but even in business. I can remember I had some clients that I were coaching, and it was like, these guys want me to do all the work and they're not prepared to look at themselves.
Yep.
So I was attracting the wrong clients in my business. I was at a time in my life attracting the wrong people into my life. Why is that branding so important?
Well, I think you've just answered the question. I mean, the reality is that the branding is like the way that I describe it, Susan. It's like it's the foundation of your home. You can't build a house without a foundation, okay? So look at the branding from the foundational standpoint. So what is that foundation actually made of? We need to understand attributes that make us make up who we are in our natural state of being. How many times have I heard people say, I just want to kind of look like Oprah, or I want to kind of be like the Tony Robbins of personal branding? And you can't be that person. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, even if you copy their look and feel, you're never going to be that person. And that's because every single human being is made up of different attributes, and those attributes are what I call your internal inventory. You've got knowledge, you've got your own life experience that's made up of knowledge, wisdom, skills, your gifts, your talents, your values, what you stand for, your story. So all of those attributes need to be unpacked, they need to be defined, and they need to be able to send a message out into the outside world so that whatever you're saying is congruent with whatever it is that you're either selling or promoting. So if you go to my website and you see a weight loss and I'm on this podcast talking about personal branding, that's going to be a bit of a disconnect, like a complete disconnect. Or you can see that my background is pink and white. It might look black and white to the viewers, but it actually is pink. But you go to my website and it's green. It's like that's a disconnect. There's an immediate disconnect. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I want to define how the outside world see me, Susan. I don't want the outside world to define how they see me. I want to define that. So I need to have some fundamental moving parts in place, to a public facing in place, so that people can get used to the idea that, oh, hot pink is her branding colors. You know, that there's consistency in her branding. Even when people connect with me, there's consistency in my handles on all social media and also my website. It's all the same. Nothing changes. So the consistency is vitally important, but so is the congruency. So if my brand and what I stand for is not congruent with what I do, who I serve and what I can promise, again, there's another disconnect. So from a branding standpoint, once that foundation is set and there's clarity around that, there's consistency and congruency, now the most important part is we can create messaging and language around it. And the language is vitally important, because the language that I use, language that you wouldn't use, Susan, or somebody else wouldn't use, it's a part of my branding palette, if you will. It's the language that I use. I use words like internal inventory, currency. These are the, like, this is part of my language, which forms a part of my brand. It's natural to me, because that's language I use just naturally, but I made that a part of my branding because it makes sense. So when I'm on social media, I don't create random content. I create strategic and deliberate content that is 100% congruent with what it is that I do. I know how to start that conversation with my target audience. I know exactly what's keeping them up at night, and I know exactly how to pull them into my ecosystem just purely by the way that I show up, by the language that I use, the fact that I challenge the status quo and I'm comfortable with that, and that I can unapologetically show up myself and be me. And when you do that, Susan, the magical part about that is that I don't need a script. You can ask me any question, and it's not like I'm going, oh, let me just look at that PowerPoint and answer that question. Because if you're not in your natural state, that's what I call your natural state. Your brand needs to represent your natural state. You're always going to be, you know, shuffling your notes or the PowerPoint, or, you know, presenting keynotes with a million words on a PowerPoint. We should be in a place, if we are in our natural state. When I am giving a keynote, I never have a PowerPoint to support it, ever. I can speak on my subject matter because it's a part of my DNA. And it never changes. So the congruency is fundamental. You can go to any of my social media sites and it's all consistent, all consistent. You can look at all of my posts, watch all of my videos, all consistent. There's no disconnect at all. And I think that's the key. And the other thing, if I may just say, Susan, I think what a lot of people do is that they're trying to be a little bit of everything. For example, I work with a lot of people who in the academic sector, and a lot of them are PhDs. They're like, well, hang on a minute, but I've got a master's in that, and I've got a degree in that. And do you know that I've got a triple, you know, PhD in that as well? And did it. And I'm like, that's fine, but no one cares about that. What we care about is what is the one problem you can solve. And that's all that people care about. All of that stuff, we will integrate that into your solution. Of course we will. But they don't need to know that you've got 32 degrees, because nobody cares, I can assure you. And that's hard for a lot of people to overcome, because they want to try and sell everything that they can do instead of one thing that they can solve.
Yes, I absolutely have to agree with you. And I'm agreeing with you in the level that when I'm doing the podcast, I have people that I'm in a group called a software program called Podmatch, where it matches up guests and people. Now, I'm in that, which is really good. But I have guests asking to be on my podcast, and they say to me, can you please just check my profile? And it's like, well, I've got people asking to be on this show. I'm booked completely out now for months in advance. I don't have time to go and see what your profile is. I need you to sort of turn around and say to me, and this is what part of the branding, I need you to turn around and say to me, hey, I have looked at your audience, I have looked at your podcast, and this is one problem I can serve or solve or help your listeners with. Yep. And you, when you applied to come on the show, you said to me, oh, I talk all about personal branding and business branding and things like that. So I went, oh, cool, because I know that's an issue that we have. And and then I start to look at, so you've just talked all about the business side of it, but I want to take it back one more step. And I don't mean to throw you in the deep end here, Mary, but I want to take it back to one step further. And now, I remember when I was single there for a while, and going from because of my age, I went into the dating sites online, and it was so in my face, like it was so scary to put my being in a 20-year relationship and then going on the dating sites, you know, dating again was like, that was horrendous. And then to actually do it online was really horrendous. And look, I had some not so pleasant experiences to start with and went, nah, that's not for me. I'm out of there, mate. And I pulled away. A year or two later, I got a bit more understanding of who I was and where I was, because I was single for nearly 12 years. I got a bit more of an understanding of who I was. I went back onto the dating sites. Now, this is again where I'm bringing in branding, and I'm trying to bring it on that personal level as well. I started to look at the person's profile on their dating site. And this is where you bring in the branding. Are they talking? Are they typing or talking the language they're using? Is that relevant to what they've got down on their education, maybe? There was one particular person there that he had, he was a doctorate or something. The way he was writing at the top, he could not string two sentences together. Oh. And I'm going, what he's written at the top there does not match the button he's clicked at the bottom. Oh, and you started to see this congruency, just like you're saying.
Yes.
You have some of them talking about their, I love walking moonlight nights down the beach, walking on the beach. And I'm thinking, you live in the middle of America. How do you do that? And this is
I love it. I just love it. I'm like you. I weave through all that stuff. And because I'm such a pragmatic thinker that, you know, you just, and, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, I use this term feedback loop. So I'm always looking for the loops, always, always, always. So,
yeah. Yeah. But that's about being congruent, isn't it? Totally. If the golden arches of McDonald's turned to pink arches, it would throw you. And when I'm looking at, this was 12 years ago now, when I was looking at these dating profiles, and it's a way to protect yourself as well as women or anybody on the dating side, men as well. You start to look at it, look at the images and look at the wording and seeing if their branding, their personal branding, is true to what they're saying. And then when you do connect and you might send a couple of emails or things like that, you start to see if, again, the way they're speaking, what they're saying, how they're saying it, is it in line with what they've got on that profile. And and as a form of protection for women, you know, if you're looking for a male, but also male looking for women, but you're doing it yourself. When you put the words up on your profile, when you start to put those images up and the words, make sure they're all branded so you're reaching the right people. And the other aspect is you put up pictures where you're looking all, I don't know, for want of another word, all booby and all sexy, that's what you're going to attract. And if that's what you want, that's great. But I remember one picture. I've gone off track. Sorry here, Mary. I'm going to get back to you. But I remember one picture I'd had. I had my little puppy dog and I was by the pool and I had a photo taken. I thought, oh, that's a good photo because it's a long distance away and I can't really see my face. So I put that up on the profile. I had people saying, oh, I really like your pool. And I'm thinking, oh, right. Oh, if you want to go out with my pool, you can.
I mean, this is the mindset that we're dealing with. Did you understand? Like, it's actually quite random. But, I mean, you're absolutely right, though. You are right. The congruency is vitally important in every aspect of our life.
Yeah, and because we can look up social media and things like that, we need to make sure we're in line with all of that. So it's not just in your business. And, yes, your business is really important. I mean, it's no good me putting up rude or videos and stuff like that on my business profile that aren't, you know, like I've put up a couple of funny ones because I find them funny. But you have to be really mindful about what you're putting up and how you're putting it up. And it doesn't matter if you're in business or you're personal. It's all about how we are showing ourselves to the world. And we are the only ones, like you said, that have control over how we present ourselves to the world.
Yep, absolutely.
And for those who are listening, you should see Mary's gorgeous jumper that she's gone on. It's like gold sparkly.
Oh.
It's so cute. But anyway, sorry. Okay, so the next question, I'm going to ask a question now. All right, so we're talking about that and making sure we are congruent in that. What areas are we looking at? Because I, doing intuitive readings and stuff, I look at shapes and I look at colors and I look at, when you're saying the words, are we looking at masculine, feminine? What are we going with there? What else can we go in?
The masculine and the feminine plays a completely different role when in business, you know, especially on the entrepreneurial journey, because the branding doesn't really, okay, let's look at it like this. You've got attributes that you need to unpack for your brand. They're like critical moving pieces, no different to a corporate brand. So you've got your value system, you've got your gifts, you've got your talents, you've got your knowledge, your wisdom, your skills, your passions, your hobbies. There's a whole lot of inventory that needs to be unpacked and organized, Susan. Like, that's the other thing. It's not just going, oh, this is what I can do, and yeah, that's, I've got 20 years experience there, and yeah, that my value is love, so I'll just, you know, throw that in and it'll all be fine. No, it's actually not like that. All of that data needs to be then organized so that you can actually see without a shadow of a doubt that based on this data that I can see and that I've unpacked, this is actually who I am in my natural state of being. This is what I can actually do in my natural state of being. This is the problem I can solve in my natural state of being. This is my story that matches what I can do in my natural state of being. So all of these attributes become the brand proposition. They also define the audience that you can serve. They also define the problem that you can solve. So they're the outcomes. So realistically, the attributes, if you will, are the masculine, because you're doing in that phase. But also the outcome is the feminine, because that's who you are in your natural state of being. So in that personal branding part that I take people through, they're actually going through both of those power systems simultaneously in that first part, because you have to do in order to understand and self-actualize who you truly are and what your potential actually looks like and what you can do with that potential. And that's the first phase. And then that then leads really beautifully and effortlessly into the next phase, which is actually then systemizing all of that knowledge, all of that wisdom, all of that skill set into a solution that is 100% outcome driven and is transformational. If it doesn't have those two outcomes, you cannot charge premium pricing, because today people want transformation, they want outcomes. Again, you've got to merge the masculine and the feminine there as well. And then that leads into all of the digital assets that you create, your website, lead magnet, sales funnel, the automation, all of your social media assets. And then finally is the lead generation, which is the effect of all of that. So then lead generation becomes completely and utterly effortless, because you know who you are. You know how to start a conversation. You know what you stand for. You know who you are as a brand. You know the complex problem that you can solve. All of that's been done. So when you show up on social media, you are 100% aligned with what you do, who you serve, and what you promise.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. And it's not, like I said, it's not a 5-minute journey, because I know when I did a lot of my unpacking and went through that sort of side to it, you look at it and you go, well, this is what it's like now. But things do change, and then different layers fall away and you sort of go, well, maybe that's not. And I know through my journey, all of a sudden I've come whole 360. And I'm back here at the beginning again. But yes, you're back at the beginning with a different level of knowledge and a different understanding of where you're going. So don't be afraid to be going around in circles, because circles aren't bad. They're just, it's more of a spiral, not a circle.
I agree. And also the other thing is, if I can just add to that, Well, I just think that isn't that gross? Like that's how we grow. We can't see it as going backwards. It is actually going forward, because as you evolve and your business evolves, everything else evolves. And if it's not evolving, that's a problem in my eyes.
Yes, I class that as being stale, yes, and you need to change. And that took a little while for me to get through. It was like, oh, my God, am I there yet? You know, like, yeah. I've tried this, I've done this, I've experienced that, I've gone this. And you do. You just keep on going around and around and around and growing and developing and changing and morphing with what's going on. And you're right, we need to do that. We always need to do that. And again, in a personal manner, we still are doing that in a personal manner. If you are meeting the same people or you're having the same experiences, are you growing from those experiences? Are you morphing? Are you changing? Are you changing the way you say things? Are you changing your language? Are you mixing it up a bit? Are you changing how people, not how people see you, because you don't have control over that, how you want people to see you?
Yes. Yep.
I remember after I had a pretty horrific experience when I was 19, and I remember going out there dancing, being quite confident and secure with myself, to going almost the completely opposite, where I'd had children and I would wear clothing on. I wasn't much different to the size I am now, but I'd wear clothing that was like 3 or 4 sizes too big for me, because I was trying to hide myself. And these were sort of the things we're doing. So when we're talking about branding, we're talking about what we're wearing as well, and how we're presenting ourselves. It's not about critiquing it. It's about just being confident in it and comfortable.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is. And it is a learning. It is, you know, you keep growing. Or you get your daughter to dress for you, you know, because she helps me do that now.
I love it.
But I just wanted to quickly put forward too that you have this wonderful 30-day Authority Accelerator free coaching program that you can get on the website too, the maryhendersoncoaching.com website. What's that all about?
That is actually, okay, I developed that, Susan, because I found that so, especially women, were in this vicious cycle. It was like, you know, one step forward, 10 steps back. And what people do is that they join all these free webinars, download these free ebooks, and they try and band-aid their business together. It's like, if I do a little bit here and if I do a little bit there and I do a little bit, then suddenly I'll have this amazing business that will turn over 6 figures. And I was actually getting sick and tired of people believing that that's reality. So I created this 5-day coaching program. It's actually 5 modules. It was live. It's now 5 modules. And it goes through exactly what I've been talking about here today. It talks about the personal brand, talks about systemization. It talks about your digital assets. It talks about lead generation. It talks about embodying and becoming that version of you. And most importantly, you know, understanding that if you are band-aiding and you're trying to do a little bit here and a little bit there, and you're trying to sell a coaching program for $10,000, but you're investing in $19 courses, you are not an energetic match to the $10,000 coaching program. So, and I was trying to educate them on that and also make them understand, you know, the process that they need to be thinking about as a business owner, not a hustler. Because if you're thinking like a hustler, you're going to attract hustlers. If you think like a business owner, you're going to attract people who are self-led and ready to invest in themselves. So it's such an amazing free coaching program. It's literally about 5.5 hours of like, And I do say this with my hand on my heart, it is awesome content. So anyone can join. You can just go to 30dayauthorityaccelerator.com and you can just sign up there as well. And it's also connected to my Facebook group. So it is, the Facebook group is absolutely targeted for industry experts only. So anyone that's accumulated 10, 20,000 hours in their area of specialization, this is a space for those type of people who don't want nonsense and noise. They just want, you know, just black and white, hard talk, here it is, go and do it and get results. And so the conversation happens in there as well. But it really is a way to almost just give people a bit of a reality check and learning and implementing at the same time.
Wow. So that's a 30-day authority accelerator. It's a free coaching program, and you can get that on maryhendersoncoaching.com. Yep. There is another website. You said 30dayauthorityaccelerator.com.
Correct.
But you'll find it all on the Mary Henderson Coaching. So check that out there. And I liked how you said that, because that is the mindset, isn't it? Let's buy a $19 coaching program, and I'm going to charge, you know, $15,000 for my services. And I've seen it. And I've had a lot of people saying to me, you know, why aren't you doing a one-on-one coaching program? And I go, well, you know, I can do that if somebody wants that. But I don't feel comfortable in charging people that sort of money as yet, because that's not really where I want to go. I really enjoy the workshops. Yes.
You've got to be ready for it, Susan. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But the other thing is that I find is a major problem right now is that we've got this whole femme movement, which, by the way, I absolutely support. Okay, so I'm a big, big, big believer in merging the masculine and the feminine, 100%. But what happens is that women are investing in these femme coaching programs, and they've been told that there's a false reality at the end, because they're told that you join the first the femme coaching program, you're going to self-actualize and self-realize your potential, and you can go and create the impact that you want in the world and do all this amazing stuff. So then they finish those coaching programs 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months later, and they're back to the starting line, because they're like, I know I can do it. I know I've got the potential. I know I'm self-actualizing my potential, but where do I start? So my philosophy is a bit different. My philosophy is that you need to start in the masculine power system first. Why? Because you're seeing the fruits of your labor manifest into outcomes every day. You'll get motivated when your website's alive. You get motivated when your lead magnets are done. You get motivated when your branding's defined. You see everything start to take place. All the seeds are being planted, but they're growing at the same time, so that when you get to the final part where you actually need to go put yourself out there, you are ready for lead generation. You are ready to put yourself out there. Then and only then must you then go into the feminine power system, which is the embodiment of what you've just implemented. Now you need to become that. And that's my philosophy. I do it completely back to front, but I've got to tell you, it works. I see transformation happening in front of my eyes, and I see women not only converting their genius and their internal inventory into 6- and 7-figure businesses, but they actually become the version that they were always meant to become. And it's that system, the reverse, has worked amazingly for me.
Oh, I'm putting my hands together, because I absolutely and totally agree with you. I have seen so many of them go, oh, it's all about the feminine. You've got to feel right. You've got to look. And I go, I agree with that side of it. Absolutely. Because I'm there. I'm right there with it. But it's no good having the right mindset if you've got nothing to sell. You've got to have that masculine and feminine in it. And the masculine, if that's the doing, then get it done and have something there. I've now got online courses. I have now got the opportunity for people to do workshops. They can do it virtually. They can do all that sort of stuff. Because they've got it there.
And we're not talking about toxic masculinity here. We're talking about like positive masculinity. It's like, it's the doing. I have to do it to manifest the outcome. I have to. I've got no choice. I can't just do it with my mind. So, but then
the difference with that too, Mary, is that the masculine is saying, okay, put a post on Facebook or put a post out there. The feminine is going, word it so it's right for your target audience. Soften the words. Mm-hmm. You know, you must buy now. Come in. You know, you've got to get here. No, like, hey, we can open if you want to come in. You know, you're just changing it.
Yep, I agree 100%. You're spot on.
So you do. And I know one of my other girlfriends, she sort of goes, oh, I'll put this coaching program together because I know she can do all that. I know she can do everything that she's saying. The fact is that she didn't have a program where someone could turn around and go, what am I getting out of this? You're going to be giving a mindset, but I also need something logical to help me get through what I need to get through. I need to have that masculine side to it, that construction, to be able to achieve the other side to it. So, you know, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I just told her that anyway. I go intuitively, so and follow it that way.
Now, this is why when I work with people, I always spend 3 hours unpacking their inventory, because my genius is organizing data. I know how to do that. So when I can actually organize the data, I can actually see how this can solve a problem that delivers outcome and a transformation, and they can charge $5, $10, $20,000 for it, whatever the solution is. Because it has to be organized in a way, as you say, logically, but also emotionally as well. There's two parts playing out at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yay, somebody who thinks like me. And I'm a data nerd as well. I love it. It's a really good balance when you're in the spiritual realms and stuff like that, like I am. It's really lovely to have that data, because it actually grounds you again. But yes, we're running out of time, Mary. You got one little quick tidbit. I'll take that one up. You got one little quick tidbit for us to share with us, or, you know, want to say goodbye or whatever?
I just think that, you know, with personal branding, it really is it's such a great investment for anyone that's looking at starting their entrepreneurial journey, or even if you're in your career, your corporate career. It really is about understanding and owning your specialization, especially now that that social media is becoming really, really noisy, and every man and his dog is an entrepreneur. The competition's about to get really, really wild. And my view is that unless you can position yourself as a transformative leader in your area of specialization, you will be a part of the white noise. The key is to go above the white noise, look for the blue ocean, and the blue ocean already exists inside of you. The opportunities are there. We just need to see them with eyes wide open.
Oh, thank you. Really well said. Thank you so much for being on the show, Mary. Remember, if you want to connect with Mary, maryhendersoncoaching.com. Thank you so much for being on the show. Stay there, because I just realized I forgot to do that on my last client. Okay, stay there. I will be back with you. I will just say our goodbyes. So, guys, jump on board. That is really good. Have a look at that 30-day authority accelerating free coaching program. And it allows you to sort of get an understanding of what you need to put in place as an entrepreneur, what you want to look at, where you want to go. It gives you that grounding to start with, and then you can step up from there and connect with Mary and see where you want to go from there. But it really is important. I know I put in the little spiel to start with. It's like somebody said it to me and I thought, oh, a load of nonsense. But it isn't. It isn't a load of nonsense. It's really, really important. And it's taking me, 10 years to understand how important it is. You can do it so much quicker with Mary. There's something about Mary. You got to go there. Okay, that's me. I've just put a plug in for that video, that show as well. Subscribe, like, share the podcast, and we will see you next week. Okay, guys, bye for now.